people of Earth. Well, it's 2 weeks later and here you are, having crawled back to us like Belle after she saw the Forbidden West Wing and tried to flee into that snowstorm. And look how that turned out. Well, I guess she and the Beast did get married. But then she was portrayed in live action by Emma Watson's eyebrows. Let's call it a draw. What happened the last time we spoke? Oh yes, Usador, Chunt, and a very sick Arnie hopped dimensions, not a fan, and traveled through time, also not thrilled, back to 1989 Ohio. Luckily, I'm just enough of a hoarder that I still have some of those cassette tapes 13-year-old Arnie made in his bedroom in Ohio. So, rather than getting to know each other further, let's listen to that. Enjoy!
It's the Arnie Niekamp Show! Crowd applause, crowd applause. Recorded here live from my own bedroom. On tonight's show, from Dear John, it's Judd Hirsch. From Head of the Class, Howard Hessman. And from Night Court, Marky Post. And as always, on music, my tape recorder. Let's see, I'll just play a couple. Okay. Huh. Anyway, all right. Before we get started, is that my phone? Who could be calling? All right, hop over the bed. Hello, Niekamps. Arnie speaking.
Open a door.
Open a door?
Open a door. Open a door right now.
What? Oh, God, you're so insistent. All right, I do what I'm told. Here, any door?
Open whatever door is close by.
Any door? Okay, here. I'll open my closet door. I don't know if that's... Oh. Ooh, what the fuck?
Chunt, it's a little Arnie. Arnie,
oh,
do you remember us?
Arnie. No. Oh my God, what is a skunk and two old guys doing in my closet?
Tell me.
Write that down, that's a good idea.
Tell me, has the Fabulous Baker Boys opened yet?
What?
Oh, quickly, what year is it, boy?
What? It's 1989.
What the fuck, a clear phone? Oh, so you can make sure it's your hand on the other end.
Usador, Chunt, I think I'm in a lot of pain. I think I'm gonna pass out.
Little Arnie, don't freak out. This is Big Arnie. He's very sick, and we need to get him medical help from here, from the planet Earth. Now, I didn't realize we'd also be traveling in time. You don't remember us at all, do you?
You're throwing a lot of information at me right now.
Here, allow me to put my hand on your forehead. Don't let any other men do
this. This is weird.
Ooh, I went in, and I'm gonna put my hand on the side of your head.
This is so
remember.
Weird. And yet it feels comfortable and familiar.
Remember.
Is this a religious thing?
No. I'm using magic. I'm a powerful wizard, and I just made you remember us.
All right, try it again.
Okay. Remember us.
Remember.
And also with you. What? Usador! Chunk! Oh. The cool skunk! I'm remembering it all now.
Close enough.
You came back in time from your weird past future time?
That's right, A-Camp. We're here with future you. Take a good look. We need your help.
Oh my God, I live to be 100 years old.
Not quite. But we have to get this older version of you to the hospital. Where's your car? You have to drive us to the hospital.
Yeah, drive us to the... Just like a general hospital?
I don't know how to drive, and my parents aren't home. Everyone's at a sporting event.
You don't
Different
know
ones,
how
though.
To drive. Why don't you know how to drive?
I'm 13
Arnie knows
years
how to
old,
drive.
Man.
Hold on. Everyone's at a different sporting event? Name the events. I think this motherfucker's an imposter.
Basketball?
Okay.
That sounds like a
have
thing.
Have to take your word for it.
And two different volleyball games.
Huh. All right.
And then my mom is scouting a sport that she thinks I'm going to play, but I'm not going to.
Okay, hold on. Basketball, two volleyball events, and then your mom at a fourth one. How many events is that?
I don't know.
It's Arnie. It's Arnie, yeah.
Well, if you get us to a car, I'm sure I can teach you in time.
Okay, well, I think my mom left her Mazda hatchback here. We could try to drive that.
Big Arnie, are you in any shape to drive?
Oh, he's okay. Throwing up on my shag carpet.
Oh, all put right. him on his just, back. Put him on his back.
No, no, no. Just put him on his side. We don't want him to choke on his own vomit. Arnie, little Arnie, do you know how to make sure that people don't choke on their own vomit?
Yeah, no. Do you remember little A-camp?
This will be very helpful in college.
Okay. Show me.
Just set him up on his side. Then it also flows right out. How's that?
I've been working really hard not to have a lot of stains in this bedroom.
What? I heard that. What is this? I just found something in his closet. It's called Rock'em Suck'em Robots. I gotta play this. I gotta know what this is.
Anything you find in my closet is not mine.
Oh, this does look interesting.
What is this magazine? Pont House? Well, it seems like there's some letters to Pont House. Let's see here.
It's a sexy Pope magazine.
Hey, Chunt, don't worry about that.
Okay.
These books here are terrible. Look, he's got like 4 volumes of Garfield.
Yeah, okay, Garfield. He's great.
Rip these up and rip over these fucking...
Chunk, what did Garfield ever do to you?
Listen to the Patreon.
Someday, little Arnie, you'll join our Patreon, and then you'll be sorry.
What's a Patreon? And I'll be sorry?
You'll be sorry you ever fucking bought a Garfield book, that Orange Monday-ass bitch.
Speaking of Orange, I'm going to go find the keys to my mom's Orange Mazda hatchback. I'll be right back.
Okay. You, sir, we got to get... Ooh, are we on the second floor here? Yes, it looks like... Let's put this Arnie in this hamper, and then we'll push him down the stairs.
Good idea.
Okay.
Empty out the hamper.
Okay.
These clothes smell terrible.
Oh, yeah. All these socks are wet. I'll sit in the front of the hamper. You sit in the back. We'll put Arnie in the middle here.
Okay. Wait, do we need to be in it?
I'd like to be.
Okay.
It looks like it would be fun.
Yeah, all right, sure.
Guys, what are you doing with my hamper?
Hey, little Arnie, we're going to push Big Arnie down the stairs in the hamper. Is that all right?
Well, not without me, you're not. Scoot over, dudes.
I'll get out. I think it's a little crowded.
No, yes, it are. Come on.
I'll be all right.
Before we go down, I got the keys to my mom's car. And also, just because everyone seemed to be freaking out and sort of need something to relax, I poured everyone a fresh glass of Crystal Light.
Whoa, Eustor. Crystal Light? That sounds like a magic drink.
Crystal Light.
Whoa.
This magical concoction.
I know. It's like lemonade, but they advertise it on Lifetime.
Lemonade? It's some sort of drink to assist lemons?
I, as the Wizard of Light and Darkness, shall now drink of this earth magic. Oh.
How is it?
Not very good. Not very good. It's like if you had a good drink and then you immediately forgot how it tasted like and then a bad drink took its place.
Oh.
There's like a second where you drink it. You're like, oh, this is good. And you're like, oh, wait, no.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't stir it enough. Sometimes it's possible that there's just clumps of Crystal Light powder in there.
Ugh. Oh, I was going to ask because I was like, can liquid be grainy? Because I think this liquid is grainy.
It's viscous. It looks viscous.
Oh, it's terrible. It's terrible. Why did you give me this?
I'm just trying to be a good host.
What's this you're giving me? Sunny D?
Sunny Delight.
Oh, the D's. Oh, yes, of course. The D's for Delight. That's what I was thinking. Of course. I was also thinking D is for Delight. Huh. This fucking rules.
Right? It's so much better than orange juice.
Yes. This is amazing. You sir, you want to try some?
Sure. It's like orange juice, but not.
Yeah. It's like, what if orange juice was a little too smooth?
Yeah. Oh, and what's this third bottle? Owl sauce. Owl steak sauce? Let's give this a little twist off.
Are you saying O-W-L?
No, it's A and then a weird L. It's an L with a mullet.
Chunk, I'm so sorry. You're not supposed to drink that, and I don't know why I just sat here and watched you slowly talk about it, open the bottle, and drink some before I stopped you. I didn't know exactly when to intervene.
I gotta say, this owl steak sauce is delicious.
I mean, it's not as good as this Heinz 57, but still pretty good.
I don't know why I brought so many condiments. I got nervous. I don't know what to do.
And yoink the keys, and let's get in the hamper. And 1, 2, 3. Again.
Oh, you want to go again?
Yeah.
All All right, I'll magic you up to the top of the stairs.
How are you going to...
All right, here you go again.
Whee!
Little Arnie, are you all right in there?
Yeah, he's just making these weird noises before we even go down.
Oh, he loves that.
It's a little...
Sorry.
It's...
All right, I'll give you a big push. Here you go.
Whee!
All right, you pick up Big Arnie, and I'll drive us to the hospital.
All right. Now, which way to the Mazi-Daddy?
Where's the Mazi-Daddy? Large, please, Mazi-Daddy.
The Mazda hatchback, it's in the garage. It's this way. Follow me through this door.
All right.
Okay. Now, although now I'm scared to open doors. When I open my closet door, a wizard and a skunk and an old man popped out. Like, what's going to happen when I... Oh, do I have to be scared about opening all doors now?
Arnie, you have nothing to be afraid of. I am a great and powerful wizard, as you know, and I will protect you from all manner of creature. Whatever terrible beast lies beyond that door, that is the most bloodthirsty creature you can imagine. Know that even as it wraps its slimy tentacle around your neck, that Usador shall raise his staff and sword and smite it down.
But also, we're leaving at some point. Usador, his whole life, he's going to be terrified of doors. Can you magic it so that anytime he closes a door, your magic opens a window?
Sure, yeah. Okay. All right, let me see how that would work. Arnie?
Oh, God, I'm going to be an inside boy the rest of my life, aren't I? I'm just going to be terrified of going outside.
Okay, I don't want you to be afraid of doors. So anytime you close a door from now on, I want you to know that there's a window opening and my magic is here to protect you.
Enough talking about doors. Let's break on through to the other side.
All right.
Okay, this is a garage. This is where we keep lawnmowers and cars and bikes that we don't ride very often.
Oh, well, this is a very strange vehicle. It's a little bit different than the one Arnie brought to our... The older you brought to our world.
This is a weird... What's this over here on the shelf? Super Sucker. What's a Super Sucker? It's got like a little pump here.
That's for a bike, I think.
I read O's's use. Super Soaker. What is this?
It's a squirt gun.
Huh. Took that in the old back
That's
pocket.
That's the foulest thing I've heard in this entire episode. A squirt gun? Hoot! I'm going to wash your mouth out with soap.
I'm a good boy. Here, look. Let me open this hatchback, and we can shove this big, big version of me into the back of the hatchback.
Okay.
Okay.
It's the best seat in the car because you have a big window in the back. You can, like, talk. You can, like, wave at other cars.
Okay, and what are the words to open the door to get the car out?
Oh, you just have to hit this button.
Ah! It's a terrible noise.
I know.
Whoa. Oh, it stopped halfway. Do we need to feed it?
No, you have to stop hitting it.
Oh.
So I'll just hit it once.
Okay.
And then you don't hit it at all, okay?
Okay. Okay.
So, but we each need to hit it to get out of here, right?
So each hit it once. Here, okay. I'll start. Hit.
Okay.
Okay, now my turn. There we go.
It stopped halfway. It's going back down.
Yeah.
Well, let me just get inside here. All right. And how do I... Car? Car on.
Chunt, you figure out how the car runs while I burn through this
Wait,
door.
Where you come from? Do cars talk to you? Like Michael Knight and Kit on Knight Rider?
Well, in our world, cars are horses, and horses absolutely talk to you, so yes is the answer.
And knights usually go by a more formal name, like Sir Thomas, Sir Michael. You wouldn't just call someone like Thomas Knight. That's rude.
A Knight Rider isn't a thing, unless the horse is a knight, and then there might be a Knight Rider. But typically, the knights ride the horses, not the other way around. Although I did see one knight with a horse on its back. Okay. All right, let's see here. You sort of burn through that door, and I'm going to... What is this key? Where does this key go? Arnie told me about this one time. The key goes in the key slot. Let's see here.
Ah, I got it. Wait, guys, before we go anywhere, I have to go back in the house, and I have some VHSs I have to return to Video Outpost. Unless, before we go to the hospital, you guys want to watch Twins, Young Einstein, and Beaches.
Ooh, two of those sound bad.
Just two?
Fuck. Arnie, I'm so sorry I wrapped your car around a tree. I put it in park and it stopped, and then I got pissed and told Usador to magic it and wrap it around a tree. I am so sorry.
My mom is going to be so mad.
And I just thought it sounded like so much fun. I had to try it out.
It looks cool.
It looks cool, right?
It's art, right?
Oh, I should have learned lessons from License to Drive with Corey Haim and Corey Feldman that if you try to drive without a license, bad things will happen.
It's fine, Ani.
It's fine, little A-Camp.
This is better than us continuing to breathe those noxious fumes inside of the garage. So we're outside now. Isn't that an improvement?
Yeah, you're right. I've got to remember, just like Corey Haim and Corey Feldman, everything's always going to go all right for us.
That's right.
Wait, is everyone named Corey? Hey, little A-Camp, how many people on Earth right now are named Billy Yum Yum 2x2?
I don't know. Everybody?
Wow. Okay, checks out.
Makes sense to me. Ani, which way to the hospital?
Which way to the hospital?
We have to get the older version of you to the hospital. He's in dire need.
Well, let's see. Over that way is Video Outposts, and over there's Things and Pills. Over there's the Book Nook.
Things and pills?
Back up.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of things?
Right. Is that the hospital?
Are pills not things? Shouldn't it just be called things?
That's a good point, Chunt. Why are they pointing out pills?
Well, it's got a pharmacy in it, and it has
pills. That covers pills.
Yeah, and they sell
everything else in the world?
More or less. Like, how many things are there in the world?
There's a farm to see in there?
There's their little baby piggies.
Guys, I'm 13 years old, and I'm already exhausted by this conversation.
You and everyone else. Okay, Arnie, let's see. Oh, Arnie, when we met you before, whenever that was, you used to say if you didn't know how to get somewhere, follow your nose. Remember that?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about using as my quote from my yearbook for this year. If you don't know where anything is, follow your nose.
Perfect and sad. So I'm going to close my eyes. And since I'm in the form of a skunk right now, I have an acute sense of smell. So just let me know what I should be smelling for, what hospitals smell like, and I'll sniff it out.
Oh, well, I haven't really spent a lot of time in real hospitals, just ones in movies. In the movies, they always talk about how the food is bad. So Smell for bad food?
Okay. Follow me. Start running here. Keep up.
How much
more? Oh, here we are, Ponderosa.
We left Arnie in the car.
Bo.
Oh, no, I'm right here.
Oh.
No, Big Arnie.
Oh, shit. Well, we're at a Ponderosa. Is that a hospital?
While we're here, we could stop and partake in the Sunday bar.
But I believe it's a Tuesday.
No Sunday bars on Tuesdays?
And it's like an ice cream. It's like a dessert out of a pump, kind of.
Dessert out of a pump. I'm fascinated. But I'm so worried about Arnie.
Wait, dessert out of a pump? Last time we were here, I saw someone fill up their car from a pump. Do cars run on ice cream?
I wish.
I also wish that.
I also wish that.
And now my wishes shall become reality.
Ooh, a lot of cars are crashing. Ooh, every car is crashing. Guys, watch out. Watch out.
Oh, my God. There's ice cream everywhere.
Hey, we'll follow some of these people to the hospital.
Yeah. Wait, I think all we gotta do is find a phone somewhere, and we can call 911.
Okay.
And I learned that from William Shatner.
And we know in 1989, because phones are clear, they could be anywhere. So everyone start feeling around.
I'm just going to summon Arnie's body here to the Ponderosa. Chunt, you keep looking for the phone. I'm going to get Arnie's body.
And, hey, little A-Camp?
Yeah, Chunk?
Ponderosas, they're everywhere, right? This isn't too regional.
I mean, but Ponderosa's so great, I have to imagine it's everywhere and will be forever.
Okay. Ooh, wait, what is that? Payphone. Oh, we have to pay for a phone.
I don't know. I left the house without any quarters.
Let's see. I could just use my...
I hate to suggest this, Chunk, because I'm a good kid, but it looks like some people left some tips on the tables, and since this is Ohio, most of the tips is just a couple quarters.
Oh, okay. It's these coins with the head on them?
Yeah, those are supposed to go to the wait staff, but I guess this is an emergency.
Okay. Excuse me, little metal heads. We need your help. I'm going to put you over there to pay for a phone. Is that okay, little metal heads?
Why are you talking to the coins?
Arnie, they have heads and mouths, okay? Surely they're... Are they living?
Do you not have coins where you're from?
We have coins, but they don't have someone's head on them.
I summoned Arnie's body here, but it brought the entire tree and the car. Just yanked the roots right out of the ground.
Oh, you hate to see that. Whoops.
And it messed up kind of the part of the sign. Oh my gosh, guys. Have you ever noticed that the word ponder is in Ponderosa?
No, this is the first time I've ever seen a Ponderosa.
Yeah, I never thought about that. Yeah. Because I don't know Ponderosa, really.
Oh, yeah, the phone. Let me just... Okay, and... Okay, so I think I put these coins in here.
Oh, did you ask them if they wanted to be put in there?
I did. They didn't reply. I guess they're sleeping.
Where are you guys from? Did you have talking coins in your world?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, if they have a head on them.
What kind of things do your coins say?
Well, they're like, you're cheap, you cheap bastard.
Yeah, help, kill me. Witch put a curse on me. Please kill me or help me. Yeah. Preferably kill.
Stuff like that.
I don't believe you. Do any of you have any talking coins on you?
Let me see. Here we go. Here's one right here.
My wife, please. Tell my wife I love her, please.
Your
she's
wife?
She's probably with Gary. She probably married Gary.
Oh, who's Gary?
My neighbor.
Is Gary another coin?
No, I'm going to get turned into a coin. Now my wife is Gary.
Were you always a coin?
No, I was a person.
Not getting any of that.
Fine,
too high pitched.
Yeah, I was always a coin. Fine. I just want to be human. Turn me into a human, please.
Why do you want to be a human?
It just looks like so much fun.
Okay.
It's okay.
You know what? I'm going to do it. I've been carrying this coin around for 100 years, but I'm going to do it. Today's the day I'm going to do it.
You know, I'm only 13, but I feel like I can confidently say you don't have a lot of impulse control.
Me?
Yeah.
Why would I need that?
I mean, I do want to see what it looks like if you turn this coin into a person.
All right, careful. I'll put you up a tree. All right, I'm going to throw you on the ground to start. Take a human form.
Legs, arms, penis, butthole, neck,
Stop touching yourself.
I'm sorry, friend.
He's still touching his ding-dong in his butt.
Friend, I have to warn you, you're on a different planet, you're not on Foon right now, and we've traveled back in time about, I'd say, 24-ish years or so.
Look at that sign. It says Ponder.
That's right. Go in there. Get some ice cream. Yeah. Or just suck on one of these gas tanks.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, what a sweet guy.
It's nice to do a good deed every day. That's why I hang on to those coins, in case I don't have a good deed. I just got one ready to go.
Huh, everyone running screaming out of that Ponderosa. Well,
Arnie. What do I happen in there?
Arnie, what other... looks like there's... Nobody going to the hospital for now. Everyone just seems pissed off that the car's ground to a halt. What else do hospitals smell like?
Sickness?
Sickness. Okay. Can you be more specific?
Bedpans?
Piss?
Yeah.
Arnie, just say piss.
Just say piss. Say it.
Pee-pee?
Say it.
Hey, Camp.
Say piss.
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 Yeah.
Wonderful.
Don't tell Owen I'm recording this.
Now smoke this cigarette.
No.
Fine.
Where'd you get a cigarette?
It's on the ground here.
Oh, okay.
Smells like piss.
The cigarette, the box says True Blue. You sort of sounds like it's about you.
Here, give me those. I'm going to smoke these later.
You know what I just realized? I don't think we need a coin. We could probably just call 911. It's probably a free call because it's an emergency number.
Why didn't you say that?
Why didn't you just say that from the beginning?
Okay, let me pick up the phone here. Okay. Oh, the phone's talking.
911, okay. What's your emergency?
How are you doing? What's your name?
What is your emergency, please?
This is a podcast. Do you mind if we interview you?
I don't know what a podcast is. Is there a pod emergency?
Oh, sweetie, no. What do you do for a living?
I'm an emergency responder.
Oh, very
fun. I'm an operator for emergencies.
And let me bring in my other co-host, Usador the Wizard.
Ah, hello, I'm Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical lights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Trakas. The elves know me as Fiangyalak.
True blue.
The dwarves know me as Zonanhook Stengjis, and I am known throughout the northeast as Gaswinius Maystar. And there may be other secret names. Names that, if ever uttered aloud on an alternate world such as this Earth.
Winston's.
Most certainly. The Ponder and Ponderosa would begin to ponder thee.
Ooh.
I feel like this might be a prank call, but...
But you're hanging on anyway.
They might need goof-off material for Rescue 911 in its second season, so I'm gonna keep you on the line.
Oh, Usador, make a note. We need to buy some goof-off material. I want, like, a cloak made out of that.
Great. I'll get some.
Yeah, or some socks. Maybe socks is funnier.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
What was your name again?
Trev.
Trev, huh. Okay, Trev, we have two friends, but they're the same person, if that makes sense?
One's from the future.
One's from the future. There's a big one, tiny one. We need to get the big one to one of your, what you call, hospitals.
Okay, what street are you, what is your location?
Ponderosa.
At the intersection of Ponderosa and Ice Cream.
Sir, do you have any idea how many Ponderosas there are in this part of Ohio?
I am not yet knighted. Thank you for pointing that out. So please do not address me as sir.
600, 700? I don't know.
That's about right.
Okay.
Is there someone I can call to find out that information? Is there a number to dial for information?
All right. I'm going to transfer you to Ponderosa Corporate. Beep, boop, boop.
Okay.
Ponderosa Corporate. How can I help?
What's your name? Hi, what do you do for a living?
My name is Jake, and I'm the receptionist here at Ponderosa.
Usador, this guy has the sexiest voice.
Whoa, I don't know why I'm saying thank you, but...
yeah, why? You seem real pleased with yourself.
Look, if you need something, I don't got time to fuck around.
Yeah, actually, I do need something. Do you mind, and it's very urgent, could you tell me, like, a recipe in that voice? Maybe for, like, guacamole or something?
Sure.
For a Ponderosa's guacamole.
For what?
For Ponderosa's guacamole?
Guacamole?
For Ponderosa's...
If you go to Ponderosa, you're going to get a steak for $3.99, plus a baked potato with all the fixings. You can go to the salad bar as many times as you like. And you know what? Take a good long pull on that ice cream pump and get a big heaping helping ice cream with all the fixings.
I'm from another world, and $3.99 for a steak seems like too little.
It's 1989, man.
That's got to be a rough cut of beef.
Touching his pee-pee and butt-butt?
How many Ponderosas are there in this area?
What area are you in?
I'm at the intersection of Ponderosa and Ice Cream.
Look, I don't got time for this nonsense.
Isn't that your job?
No.
Oh.
I'm here to answer calls, serious calls, about Ponderosa, and to forward those calls to the executives who make delicious, affordable meals possible for an entire nation.
Okay, buddy, we get it. Oh, I have a serious question for you. Did you know that the word ponder is in Ponderosa?
Holy shit. I haven't been spending enough time with my wife and kids.
Chunk.
Yeah, this guy's
crying. How did he receive that information?
I haven't.
He's weeping.
I should have been there for you, Linda. I should have. Why did I put all my time into answering the phone for Ponderosa?
Usador, turn this guy into a coin. Can you do that over this device?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No problem.
There you go, buddy.
Impulse control problems.
There you go. Now you're a coin. Hope that helps. Okay, put that down. Okay, that got us nowhere.
Arnie's still alive. I went and checked while you were talking to the Ponderosa guy.
Good. Wait, what is that noise?
It sounds like police sirens.
Oh, that's a police? It's kind of like wee-oo. It sounds like, remember those granite eagles?
Yeah.
They were like drowning, and they're like wee-oo. That's kind of what it sounds like.
That was one of the saddest days, and I'm so sad that we didn't capture it with our audience, because it was just... While it was tragic, it was also, you know, just part of the beauty and majesty of nature.
Yes, the delicate fabric that is Finn. And I feel like, and I don't want to,
This sucks to say. It's a granite eagle. It shouldn't have been in the water.
Right, it's its natural enemy.
Yes.
You know, a granite eagle should know to stay out of the water.
Yes, but it sucks that I have to say that because then I feel right. like the bad guy.
Oh, right. Oh, what is this? Oh, there's a big.
We should do more nature stuff in the show.
Boxy is like a box. It's like a boxy car. White boxy car.
Oh, it's big.
Ambulam.
We could all fit in there.
Hey, Camp, what's an ambulam?
It's an ambulance. Oh, quick. Oh, shoot. I'm almost out of tape. I gotta flip this over.
Well, I'm glad we found you guys out there. Let's get you to the hospital, huh?
Can we ride along?
Sorry?
Can we ride along in the ambulance?
Yes, hop on in. I'm just gonna take a look at your friend. I assume he's your friend. He kind of looks...
It's actually me from the future, I think.
Sure, buddy. I was going to say, he kind of looks like you, so I assume it's your older brother.
Wait, he looks like me?
Yeah, he looks a lot like you. Oh, dad, older brother? I'm not quite sure. Let me just run some tests here. Just grab a seat. Oh, is it Halloween already? Didn't we pass Halloween?
I'm going to a ball.
Yes, and I am an animal. Oh, like a party animal. Okay. All right, just doing some tests here. Okay. Oh. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
Fucking, oh, holy shit. Christ on the cracker.
Jesus Christ.
This is a lot of religious profanity.
I should have introduced myself. My name is Danny Asiago. I'm an EMT. I've just never seen this before. It looks like your friend...
I'm so sorry to interrupt. I know you're telling us very important information about future me his health, but did you say your name is Danny Asiago?
Well, no, I'm... You caught me. My name is Daniel Asiago, but my friends call me Dan.
Do people just ever just call you Asiago?
Huh?
Do people ever just call you Asiago, like just your last name?
Well, in college, my nickname was Cheese, but that's because I come from wealth.
I don't get it.
I come from wealth.
Little Arnie?
Yeah?
Right now, let's put these questions on pause, but this skill set's going to serve you well in the future.
Oh.
Yeah, stay curious, buddy. Stay curious.
What were you saying, Danny?
Yes, I did a quick scan, and it seems... I've just never seen this in my... In my 2 weeks as an EMT, I have never seen this before. I'm getting an image, using our scan here, I'm getting an image of a fox's face inside your friend's stomach here. Wait, fox face? Arnie always said he hates that shit. Huh. Has he been eating fox face behind our backs?
Well, sometimes I slip it into his food because I think it's good for him, you know?
Wait, hold on. You slip a fox face into other food?
Yeah, I put it in a piece of cheese or something.
I'm also seeing it's some sort of red liquid. I don't know if I've ever seen this before. It could be blood, but it seems a bit different. It seems has a different consistency.
That's probably red potion. He probably snuck a red potion, which doesn't really mix well with fox face, if I'm perfectly honest.
Does anything mix well with fox face?
Little Arnie, do you need to go to Woxy's?
Dude, I am kind of freaking out a little bit. I get nervous being in an ambulance.
Do you need to use the potty? Need to go to the potty?
I do. Sorry, I've been pulling at my pee-pee and butt.
No, it's fine.
Chunt, you and Danny talk. Yeah. Chunt, you and Danny talk. I'm going to take Arnie to use the bathroom.
Yeah, okay. This will only take about 15 minutes.
Okay. Shit. Danny, what's going on? No. Shut that pretty mouth of yours. You are, let me guess what EMT stands for. Everybody must talk. No, except for you. No, Danny, don't talk. Let's play charades. Do you have charades? Nod your head yes or no. You're nodding yes. Okay, let's see here. Charades. Two words. Oh, I shouldn't talk, right? Let me hold up two. Okay. Where are those guys? Also, they got out of the ambulance. Shouldn't we be driving somewhere?
Where am I? Oh, Chunt, where am I? Oh, God, I'm sorry. I sensed the bad podcasting was happening. Oh, God, am I in an ambulance? Are we on Earth?
Yes, you're on Earth, whatever that means to you. Listen, buddy, you've had quite a day. I can also tell there's some deep tissue scarring where something quite sharp went through your middle torso.
Oh, a sword. Yeah, the sword.
A sword went? Or...
An obsidian blade had magical properties.
Excuse, are you a prop master?
Have you been in any movies I
might have
seen?
The greatest warrior in all of Foon, but I don't know we have time to get into that.
Okay, take a deep breath, deep breath. You turn on the gas, deep breath.
Apparently all the Ponderosas are closed now because someone at corporate called and just said to forget about it.
Listen, I had to put your friend under. He woke up, but he was talking nonsense.
What sort of nonsense?
He said something about an obsidian sword and the greatest warrior in Finn.
Finn? I don't think he's the greatest warrior in Finn. I think he's the greatest warrior in Foon.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. I know you're telling us important stuff, but did you just say sword?
Yeah, that's bad podcasting.
Did you just say what? Sword?
Yes, sword. Huh. Sorry, I'm from New Hampshire. I'm Danny Asiago of the New Hampshire Asiagos.
Danny, is there a bathroom in the back of this ambulance that little Arnie could use?
We have a bedpan.
Arnie, does that work for you?
No.
I also have a saucepan.
Okay, I'll use that.
Guess I won't be making my spaghetti tonight.
I don't know much about medicine here on Earth, but why do you have a saucepan back here?
Well, I live out of the ambulance. It's sort of like camping for me. I come from wealth, and I realize that I have a lot of I have a lot of legs up in life, so I'm trying to rough it whenever I can.
Wow.
Therefore, I stay in this ambulance until I park it at the Waldorf Astoria here in Ohio and take the penthouse for the night.
Chunk, why do you keep gesturing wildly while everyone else is talking?
Huh? What do you mean, Arnie? I'm playing charades. Ah, shit, I talked. I guess I'll have to start over.
Critters, too.
I have to admit, it's really weird when I'm the tall one. Like, watching the two of you interact, freaks me out.
Well, actually, I'm 6'3 and a half.
Oh, that does put me somewhat at ease, but usually I'm used to the big Arnie, not the little Arnie.
And can I say, sir, I love your mohawk. Well, I assume it's a mohawk. It seems to be four canonical hats. Is that how you say that? Canonical?
Right. I mean, I suppose you could call it a hat hawk. But yes, if I take these hats off, it's a big spiky mohawk.
Yeah, bitchin'. That's cool. That's cool as hell.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. When the three of you jumped out of my closet and I saw the mohawks for a second, I thought I was being attacked by road warriors.
No, that's a good movie. We're good movie.
Ani, would you like a mohawk?
I don't think I could pull it off.
I agree.
I know we've been in this ambulance for a while. Why aren't we not going anywhere?
Oh, so you have to say, where are we going?
Hospital.
Hospital. Okay, let me turn on the fare and
turn on the fare.
Knock on the window here, and Kyle's going to start driving. Any hospital?
Sure, yeah. Chun, can we go to any hospital? You don't care, right?
I guess, oh boy, I guess the best one? Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah, the best one. Little Arnie, what's the best hospital here in town?
Cedars-Sinai, here we come.
St. Elsewhere?
Let's head out here. Okay, we're moving. I gotta be honest. It seems like just kind of feeling around the abdominal area of your friend's abdomen. It feels like there might be...
Do you know what you're doing?
Hey, man, I've been on this job for 2 weeks.
Arnie, don't be rude to your elders. He's feeling around the abdominal area of the abdomen.
Yeah, cut me some slack, okay? Did my dad get me through medical school? Absolutely, okay?
That was nice of him.
Yes, oh yes, absolutely. It feels like, just from my untrained fingies, it feels like he has...
Fingies?
Fingies?
Yeah, fingies. It feels like he has what we call duploxys oroxys. The common term is kidney stones.
Huh. You can feel that with your hands?
Yes. But why? Hey, little buddy, put your hands right here.
Uh-huh.
And if you push down...
Oh, I feel stones.
Yeah. I think those are kidney stones.
Danny Asiago.
So we're going to have to... We'll probably have to take out his kidneys.
That name sounds familiar to me.
What can I ask? What are your blood types?
Huh?
Like thick, thin, chunky, mild? What are your blood types?
Thicker than water?
Mine's electric rainbow.
Oh, is that a universal?
Yes, it does travel throughout the universe.
Perfect. So we may need, if we have to put this guy under the blade, we do have to probably get one of you to donate blood and possibly a kidney. Now, does anyone have multiple kidneys?
I'm sorry, I can't donate any blood. If my blood is transfused into Arnie's body, he'll grow a horse dick and a horse face.
Ooh, we should all be so lucky to have your blood, huh? Give me some of that.
Oh, no,
I'm joking.
It's just a bad connection. You know, it sounds good, but it's not. I mean, it's literal.
Oh?
It's weird. It gets weird.
Details.
How could it possibly get weird?
Well, you see, a horse is much bigger than a human. And the penis runs along the stomach. And, the horse face is, I think, sort of self-explanatory. Much bigger, huge teeth, kind of protruding forward.
Yeah, real long in the face. You start to crave sugar and salt. Sometimes at the same time, it gets kind of weird. I've been a horse before.
Oh, yeah, Chunt's been a horse.
Yeah, Chunt's been a horse. And I gotta say, big old horse dick, more of a curse than a blessing.
You know, you should have just turned into a horse. We should have just ridden you to the hospital.
I could have turned into a horse. What was I thinking? Oh.
The whole time.
son of a bitch.
Oh, well. This is better. We're, you know, getting a little local color.
Turn into a... Okay. All right. So, looks like we're here. Kyle says we're here. So that's going to be... looks like that's going to be 2732.
Little Arnie, pay the man.
I don't have any money.
What?
Hey, Camp, you don't have any money?
No. I didn't leave the house with any money.
Look, I don't...
Still, I probably had like $3 in my billfold.
Danny, I don't know the conversion rates here, but here are 3 face coins of damned souls.
Oh, bite into that. Oh, it seems like it's some sort of precious metal. I'll accept.
Careful, they could bite back.
Huh. Ooh, kinky. Well, take care, and if you ever meet my dad, tell him I'm doing great.
Are we sure we got an ambulance and not just some pervert's van?
Okay, here we go. Emergency. Oh, no, we have that word on phone. Emergency. Okay. Let me kind of shapeshift into a small kind of flat wide horse, like a gurney shaped horse. Okay. Put Arnie on top there. Okay. And let me just kind of trot through. All right.
Earth people, I'm here with a very normal request. Please take my friend off my gurney horse.
I'm going to call that a more abrupt, unsatisfying ending than Deadwood Season 3, and that's not easy. But looking through this cardboard box, I do see at least one more tape, so I guess we'll still be in 1989 next week. Ready yourself. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Teenage Arnie was played by any one of your friends doing their best Marge Simpson. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Santeria, he, him, Travis Schiller, Inga, Cade Battles, they, them, Katie Lynn Sperry, Joshua Durkin, Cole Blessing, Oscar Kane Ramos, Eli Zunder, Marina Aroshowitz, Paul Ecclesall, Casey Calamayo, Red Smith, and Andy Frozzi. I think each of these names is beautiful in their own way. You've caught me in a good mood. Don't waste it. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month, and the occasional meet and greet on Discord that can be attended live or listened to afterward. Here's a quick clip of the most recent one.
Go ahead, dude. Do it. But anyway, if there's one person who is unfortunately no longer with us, you would have loved to have as a guest, who would it have been and what character do you think they would have played?
Curtis, I'm going to speak right off the bat because I think this is your avatar. Macho Man Randy Savage.
Playing
Mandy Rantis. Mantis,
Macho Mantis, Randy Mantis.
Thank you. Macho Mantis, Randy Mantis. That's right.
Oh my God. I would die for that.
Probably Martin Short.
Oh, Matt, he, once again.
I don't think Martin Short died.
What? No, let me, I'll Google it.
It's like having the cast in your own home, without the part where it's 2 a.m. and Adol won't leave, even though you've turned out all the lights and gotten into bed and are doing cartoon snoring. To hear the rest, shudder, and learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer, Anna Hofferman. This episode edited by Stefan Dranger. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Leban. Magic Tavern 1989 theme by Andy Poland.